This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Both the United States and Iran are signaling that they're stepping back from the brink after Tehran's missile strikes on Iraqi bases housing American forces. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Addressing the nation from the White House, the president seemed intent on de-escalating the crisis.
Iran appears to be standing down.
And while he boasted of America's military might,
we do not want to use it.
Instead, the president says the U.S. will immediately put new economic sanctions on Iran, which launched the strikes after America killed Tehran's top general, a sequence that brought the two nations closer to all-out war. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The Trump administration took its case for killing a powerful Iranian general to Capitol Hill Wednesday, but appeared to change few minds among lawmakers. Republicans, like Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, praised the administration's information session.
And I'm going to say it again. I think the Ayatollah got the message. He's either a really bad shot, or he understands if he spills American blood, he will receive great vengeance and furious anger. Do we want to do it? No.
Democrats, including House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, complained the briefing was short on details and left them wondering what the president would do next.
I have questions. We have questions. I don't think our questions are really being answered.
Top Trump administration officials have repeatedly stressed that the undisclosed intelligence about imminent threats to Americans in the Mideast required immediate action, and that the president would have been negligent not to strike Iran. An up day on Wall Street with all three of the major indices closing trading in positive territory. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.